is the same. Is that the two, this, did you get who,
You don't have me in there, which we did last time, so I didn't see this before. I need to be in there.
Fiscal services, and I worked on that.
And you, and you worked on it?
It's this one.
How is it different from last year then?
There's a change in terms of.
Okay, Ms. Campbell, why don't you just check this out?
Mr. Chair, doesn't the mileage change in the middle of the year, the federal government, don't they?
Ms. Campbell.
Members, the mileage did go up this year. It goes up in January, so it does happen.
Just once a year?
I believe it happens once a year, but Eileen Lunzer from Fiscal Services would be able to better speak to that. But it did, it, yes, she is, and it went up from 48.5 to 50.5.
I was thinking they started doing it twice a year, so July 1st again.
But they did.
I think that's true, and it probably would be up simply because it, but wouldn't it be best just to say whatever the federal rate is? So then whatever.
So you want to change 50.5 to the federal rate?
Yeah. Right now it is 50.5. But whatever.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Langstaff, in the resolution that we adopted at the beginning of the session, it said it with a few more words, so it was a few more, so a little more clear, that the reimbursement is at the IRS rate, and this 50.5 cents is could maybe be in parentheses, that's the current rate. But our policy has been reduced.
I was just wondering where this is written. If it does go up July 1st,
it would go up.
It would go up.
Is that the current rate then?
Yes.
Is that language that if it's reimbursed at the current rate? So if the current rate changes, then it's still reimbursed at the current rate, regardless of the illustration in the language.
So we're suggesting some alternative language? Is that what we're doing?
This way.
Okay. Ms. Lunzer, what is different here than from what we adopted last year?
Mr. Chairman, members, I'm Eileen Lunzer, Fiscal Services. The only thing that's changed within the last letter is the mileage. We go by the IRS rate. Last year was 48.5 cents.
Mr. Chairman, does that change every 6 months now? It seemed like it did.
It seems to have, Senator. We've always gone with the IRS.
So if it goes up
done.
First is July and then it goes up. Okay.
Right.
And Mr. Chairman, this language doesn't prohibit that.
Not at all.
Mr. Chairman,
on that mileage clause, maybe if we move the first parent before 50.5, so that's all together.
I think that's a correct good idea. So further to make that amendment.
Discussion, all favor say aye. 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 $85 for lodging, we have some problems with that on our bonding tours. Sometimes we could be under it, and then a number of times we weren't. I think it came over that a number of our places. I think we should try to get it for what reasonable amount, but I just kind of wonder if that 85 isn't kind of outdated. Maybe it should be 95.
I'm sorry. Mr. Chairman, members, we have had this at $85 for quite some time, and we've had an awful lot of members that have had issues with it. It's hard to find in-state travel, a lodging for $85, even if you're asking for the government rate.
Yeah, we did find that. Number of communities we.
What's a better number?
100.
Up to 100?
Up to 100 would be good.
So, Langstaff moves hotel lodging reimbursement will be up to $100 per night.
Mr. Chairman, if it says 100, if maximum?
Oh, yeah, so just $100 per night maximum. Don't need the up to?
Mm-mm.
On the Langstaff motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Under authorized reimbursements, Majority Leader, President of the Senate, Minority Leader, for for appropriate duties. I think that needs to include the assistant majority and also. Senator Langstedt.
Why do we put a number in there for mileage?
We were just talking about that because we go with the IRS rate.
Yeah, but why put it in? Just go for the IRS. What a charge.
Well, I guess that is a. They did talk about that.
Okay. So on the Langstedt motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposing motion.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Sinjo.
On that one, I've served 2 years. I don't think I've ever asked for a reimbursement. I'm not even sure what appropriate would be, I guess. I don't. Is there any custom and usage to that anybody knows about?
I'm sorry, Senator.
No, on the second to the last bullet there, where it talks about appropriate duties, is there any, I've never used it, custom or usage or anything like that? Or?
Well, there isn't. You'd have to put in, like, per diem forms, like working with the caucus. I shouldn't say caucus, working with members or working with on a bill or something, just coming in for staff days as a minority leader, you can do that.
But you need to be separate from political stuff you might do, right?
Absolutely.
Obviously, you
know. Absolutely.
Senator Sinjo, if we ever get into the wonderful experience of discussing special sessions day after day after day with the executive, that would be
Chair, okay.
Senator Benson.
A small issue on the mileage. Why do you put down any number there?
Put it in parents so it just shows what it is now, but it doesn't.
Why? I mean, you're going to do the federal IRS reimbursement, whatever it is.
We had an extensive discussion there, Mr. Watson.
I'm sorry, I'm late.
No, that's fine. Don't worry. I didn't quite catch the discussion either.
I mean, why not just take it out?
Why are we putting the 50.5 in there rather than just saying federal?
Yeah, I mean, then it changes. It changes.
Mm-hmm. It will anyway with us,
Mr. Watson.
We change the parent.
Mr. Chairman, we have put the current rate of 50 and a half cents per mile in for the information of the members. It is not limited to that. It is whatever is the current rate. Can anybody read the second back page? Mr. Chairman, Senator Frederickson.
Under constituent service mile, I'm wondering if we should take the same phrase that we have in parents and put and that in place there instead of just the 50.5 cents.
Senator Frederickson moved to carry the same phraseology from earlier page under mileage to put it here. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Anything else on here different than in the past?
No, Mr. Chair, there is not.
Anything I should have on here that we don't?
Maybe just to stress, the all-expense reimbursement request must be submitted to Fiscal Services, 60-day submission deadline. It used to be 90. We changed that last interim to read 60. We were notified by the Department of Finance that they would like 60 days.
60 is good enough, not 30? How about 30?
Well, 30 would be great for Fiscal. We'd just be running through those expenses like crazy, but 60 is good.
All right. Okay,
it
looks pretty good. Senator Sinjo, good to go on it? So moved. Okay. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Brief, remember, was it stay here? Just a brief recess. Aaron? Rules committee will come back to order. Members, under Rule 5.2, by a report of the Committee on Rules Administration adopted by the Senate, the Committee on Rules Administration, on request of the chief author, may remove a bill from committee and refer it to any other committee or place it on general orders. Senator Metzen is willing to have a bill that he has on Salvia divinorum.
On what?
You want an explanation?
It's some kind of controlled substance, an addition to Schedule 4 controlled substances. He would like that bill to be removed from the Judiciary Committee, put on general orders, and the purpose for this request would be to allow it to be used as a vehicle for the medical marijuana.
Okay, Jed. You okay? Doing okay? I'm not carrying it, Jed, so that I don't think that helps you. No.
Just wondered how many more of these things we got squeezed in this year.
There's a condition.
What's the condition?
The condition is I'm not carrying it.
It wasn't a pretty sight.
I was just picturing it in my mind.
No, just exactly what was the purpose of that? Is to show some kind of an image?
Rules committee will come back to order. I think this will work. Whether there'll be the votes to do it is another matter, but apparently this is the companion to the House file that's coming over. And so if this is on general orders, I presume the author will move to strike the Rule 45 to put the House language on it.
So it isn't Murphy's companion that's traveling in the House?
Correct.
Well, that was brilliant. When we sent it over to them, I mean, is it about whose bill it is or something?
Senator Bergman, fortunately for me, I have no idea why. Because I would probably be frustrated like you if I do that.
Who wants to do it, Larry?
I presume the authors want to get this done. So we have a motion by Senator Messner.
To get out of it, or to, yeah, to get me off of it. I'll let you do it. But
to have Senate File 20, number 2668, which is in the Judiciary Committee, to be referred by the Rules Committee under Rule
5.2
to general orders. I just was straight up with members what appears to be wrong. So.
But should we be bypassing the Judiciary Committee on something like that?
That's actually not the issue.
Oh, the other bill went through Judiciary. Yeah.
The issue is totally.
It went through about four committees or seven committees or something.
Oh,
like
so
that.
The Senate has passed this bill. It's just on the wrong vehicle for the House.
That's Senator Berglund's question.
So on the motion.
Aren't we excited?
Yeah, I sure am.
On the Metzen motion. Well, we'll have something to debate on the floor.
Oh, yeah. That's
well, we're real excited about that, too.
Round robin and see how many people
we could stop that right now.
How many people are dying to go have lunch?
Okay, now on the Mets in motion.
Yes, sir.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
No.
Oh, no
support for me. Keith, we've always been very close.
I'm trying to save you from yourself.
Well, I wouldn't be hanging around if you approved that lesson.
The chair is kind of a.
Oh, come on.
You got bad ears, too.
Those are for reals.
Your lunch was too long.
All in favor, raise your hand. All opposed. The motion is adopted.
He's for it.
See, I've been told people like my bill. Not that I've studied it or learned about it.
You know, members, one thing I've noticed... I would have never gotten to go out of here the other day if Senator Senjum had kind of not quite heard the vote. I appreciate the generosity of the committee. Meeting motion is adopted. Meeting adjourned.